Hello. Welcome back to Exceeding TV. I'm Reek.
Alright.
Who is this sitting next to me?
Girl.
Who's that girl? La 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 la. Y'all don't see my sister? Well, y'all podcast listeners, so like the Spotify listeners, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. Go to the YouTube and look at this beautiful young lady sitting next to me.
I guess I'm K-Lane tonight.
You K-Lane tonight?
I'm getting K-Lane.
You real cute, girl.
Thank you. It's got my B on. My new name.
All right. See, you know what I'm saying? See, she think it'd be me. It'd be her in her own way. Her new name.
My new name.
You cute, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. I found the perfect shade of green for my eyeshadow.
Oh.
Like, it matches.
Yeah, it is.
Chef's kiss.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Kate. I'm excited.
Oh my God.
We got a good one. They all good.
They all good.
A good one. God wrote down that script for me. And I was like, ooh. Yeah, we need to dig into it. So tonight's episode is... Come on, Green. Remember.
Remember.
Right? So, I was reading, it was a lot going on. We had an amazing word at our ministry on Sunday.
Ate up word.
I'm talking about ate you up. Ouch, 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 ouch. If you didn't go home and think about that message, my Lord, you're crazy, right? Okay. So that message ate me up. So, of course, I was talking with the Lord about everything that was going on. And basically the word was, let's talk about kingdom stewardship and being a steward over the things that God has given you. You are a resource. You are a manager. God's the owner. You are a manager. Are you managing your resources? Correctly.
We are the resource and God is the source.
He is the source. God is not one of your resources.
He is the source.
He is the source. You are the resource. Your gifts are resources. Your time, your money, your everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs. Your kids. Everything that you have and everything that you are belongs to God. Right? So... Okay, lots been going on. You know, I have the journals and stuff like that. And so people have been coming to me, and I didn't hit a wall, but I hit this kind of ownership block, right? So that's where I got found, because it's like, you don't own this gift that you have to put these journals together and put them out. So... What you did was, this is what the Holy Spirit was telling me, what you did was that you took on the responsibilities and the kickback of an owner. And I really just need you to manage it. Right? So he was like, there are certain responsibilities that comes with being the owner. There are certain tasks that the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Like, avenge not yourselves. Like, there are certain things that come with being the owner. And of course, when you try to do it, it's too heavy. It's too heavy for you because you're not the owner.
Right.
That's why I say cast your cares on me, because I care. But in the midst of all of that and you taking on the responsibility as the owner, I corrected you in that way on Sunday. But then I need you to remember what I said, because... this song has just been in my spirit. It will always be like this. Like, it won't always be perfecting everything that's concerning me. Sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor, right? But you have to remember that. If you don't remember that, if you don't remember that I'm the owner, if you don't remember that the gift is mine, if you don't remember that I work through you to do that which is well-pleasing in my sight, you are going to have times like this where you feel like, where do I go next? Like, what do I do? Like, how do I put this page? Like, it went from being, like, I really, like, this last journal, I think, was like, God, it's like, I'm trying to figure out how can it go higher? How can it be more than what the last one was? And God was like, I didn't ask you to concern yourself with that. That's a owner. That's an owner concern. You took on an owner concern when you began to think like that. I just need you to sit down and put words on paper. That's all I need you to do. I'm not asking you to figure out how is it going to affect the people that read it. I just asked you to sit down and do it. That's what I gave you. So he took me to Exodus. And it's a very familiar passage. One of your favorite passages. Yes. One of your absolute favorites. Them children of Israel. Okay. Exodus 14:12-15. A little bit of reading, but it's all right. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Today, okay? Mm-hmm. The Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Right? So that's the 14. So I stopped there and I was like, God has had me in that place of stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I want you to stand still. There are times where movement is not what I want you to do. I want you to stand still. Not movement in your mind, not physical movement. I want you to stand still. I just want you to rest. I want you to rest in that. And then the next scripture, because I'm like, okay, God, that was encouraging. That was him telling the Egyptians, look, telling the children of Israel, you ain't finna die here. Stand still and see the salvation. But the next scripture, 15, says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And the Holy Spirit was like, that's what I want you to focus on. I don't want to have to keep, I'm wasting so much time reminding you. Yeah. I'm wasting so much time, and I'm not a waster. You're wasting so much time having to make you remember what I said, that you're not speaking to the people that I knew I had to prove something to them. I didn't think I had to keep proving it to you. I know I got to prove something to them, but I told you what I was going to do. I didn't think I had to keep helping you remember. I got to prove something to you and them. Ooh, that thing ate me up so bad in that shower. I was in the shower. That thing ate me up so bad. I didn't think I had to make you remember and help them to understand. I thought when I showed you that burning bush, when I sent you in there, when I told you I was going to harden the Pharaoh's heart, when I told you all of that, I brought you back from a safer place that looks safer, and I brought you to the wide open where I knew he was going to find you because I was going to harden his heart because I'm showing everybody something today. Today. Everybody going to get some today. I didn't know I had to remind you. Just that difference between those two scriptures, you went from encouraging to God saying, what you crying out to me for? You were supposed to be encouraging and telling them to go forward, helping them go forward. Do you not remember what I said? Do you not remember what I told you when you first started doing Seek? Do you not remember the vision I showed you last year, last month? You don't remember? I already told you it won't always be like this. Why do I have to keep... Remember. They can't go forward until you remember. You may not talk to the million people, but you're going to talk to 5 people, and them 5 people going to talk to 100 people, and them 100 people going to talk to 10,000 people, and them 10,000 people. But you wasting everybody's time right now. Mm-hmm. You messing everybody up right now because you just aren't simply stop and remember. Tell me up. A snap interlock. Yeah, let's dig into remember. Dig into these children and Moses. Hallelujah.
You know, it's crazy. That's wild. It's wild, but it's true. Mm-hmm. But what I see is that, okay, go back up to the top of the scripture. Go to the, read the top.
Okay, so this is 12. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? Mm-hmm. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians mm-hmm. than that we should die in the wilderness.
Okay, keep going.
All right. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, mm-hmm. stand still mm-hmm. and see the salvation of the Lord. Right,
that's our problem.
Yeah. Standing still and seeing the salvation
it's
of the Lord.
Problem. Ooh. And I'm going to tell you why it's our problem. It's our problem because we was talking, remember the other day, yesterday, when Al's game, we was talking and mm-hmm. we said, it's not that you have a remembering problem.
Yes. Absolutely. Because that was the battle. I was like, yeah, God, what's the title? And I was like, is it remembering problem or is it remember? And you came and said, oh, no, you ain't got no remembering problem.
It's not a remembering problem. That's why Moses had to tell them, listen, hold up.
Stop.
Stop. Just chill out 1 second.
Just one.
1 second.
Just chill out. 1 second.
Because see, what happened is that's what the enemy will do. Okay. We were talking about it the other day, and I said, especially with believers,
mm-hmm.
if you're fasting, if you're praying, if you're seeking God, if you're meditating,
read your word.
You're reading your word, you studying your word, you in ministry, you do the things of God, you know the voice of the Lord, mm-hmm. why do we have that problem right now? Why do you have that problem?
Because them having that problem was different.
Was different. So us... We should.
There's no excuse.
We don't have a remembering problem. We just don't choose. Here it is, right here. Has to be said it on Sunday. We just don't. We just don't. Well, we have not grasped the concept mm-hmm. that we are not the owner.
Yeah, that's it.
That we are only the manager.
You're just the manager.
And it's giving.
You're just the
administrator.
I'm talking about what? God really be giving us more than we deserve all the time.
But we don't stop long enough to realize,
yeah.
Okay, they had a leader,
mm-hmm.
Moses.
Absolutely.
Okay? Moses had an owner, had a leader.
He had an owner. Come on.
He had a leader.
Come on.
Which is he was getting his directions from
absolutely.
His leader.
Absolutely.
Okay? To give to them.
Yes.
And what they didn't realize is that all along, he was bringing them out. All these, he bring them out. Now, they go back.
No.
Like some dummies. We do it too.
We do it too.
We
okay.
I did it too. I done came out and went back.
Went straight back.
Went all the way back.
Ooh.
We done did that.
Yeah.
And we done had our leaders, had your pastors, had your leaders to say, come on.
Stop again.
You find yourself there again.
Again.
So, but the thing about it is, they have, like you said, I done showed you some things.
Come on. Leader.
That's
manager.
That's how Moses had to say, stop.
A kiss.
And see the salvation
of the Lord.
Well, he was essentially telling them, just remember.
Yes.
Remember where you've been.
Come on.
Remember what God brought you out of.
Come on.
Remember that.
Come on.
But sometimes what happens is, like these folks, they get stick, they running. You know, this is my favorite
ooh,
right here.
I'll
see you. They running. They licking back and running.
And they coming.
And they licking back at them and they running. And they licking back some more and they running. And not even knowing that God said, listen, I just need you to come on through here.
Because I'm going to
swallow them up.
Sister.
I'm about to swallow
them up. I'm going to swallow them up.
I'm going to swallow them up.
You don't know that.
But your leader gave you instructions on what to do.
Come on. And he is the Moses is really the representation of us as a manager. Because that 15th scripture. Because, yes, stand still. That was the call to action. That was the call to order. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Check this out. I know something.
I know something you don't know.
You don't know just yet.
Just yet.
But when I told you, when I came and got y'all out of Egypt, I told y'all already, listen. God got something for us. Yes. Promised land stuff. Yeah. Land of milk and honey type teams.
Big grapes.
Big grapes. Bigger than your body.
I bought some grapes the other day from Walmart. And them grapes were this big around.
Come on.
I was sitting at my desk. I was eating that thing like a plum.
Yes,
this is a big old grape. I ain't never seen no grapes that big.
Come on, God.
I just thought about that when you said
grace. Listen.
Promised land.
Promised land type things, okay? Yeah. I told y'all this.
Yeah.
But God was like, you are Moses. And I'm like, okay. You ain't necessarily the children of Israel in this situation. You're Moses in the 15th verse. Mm-hmm. Why are you crying out to me? Speak. Mm-hmm. I told you I was going to harden their heart. See, what you did was you adjusted and you, what's the word, Lord? You adapted to your environment. Your environment was frantic. Mm-hmm. Your environment was worried. Your environment was concerned. Your environment was doubting. Mm-hmm. So you went from doing what I told you to do to slipping right on into like, oh, you got to be concerned.
Yeah.
No, why are you crying out to me?
Yeah.
Because it don't make no sense for it to say, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. You're giving them a powerful, this is what God is saying. The enemy that you see today, you will see no more forever. Mm-hmm. You went from doing that, that's walking in your gift, to God having to tell you why you crying out. That means in between them two scriptures, Moses went from encourager to discouraged.
Yeah.
Just that quick. Like, you had to. It don't make no sense how you telling them, hey, look, listen, y'all, we good. We straight. We fine. So, God, why you crying? You started crying and murmuring and complaining just like them. Mm-hmm. You started doing
because
the thing.
Because he didn't. And that happens to us all the time. In that split little second, you forget. And it can be just the quickest blink in your eyes.
Come on,
you will forget.
Forget that
just
quick.
That fast, from verse to verse. Oh, he forgot just
this
that fast.
That quick.
And we do that
all the time.
We do it.
He said, "That's what you just did. I told you great things. I told you wonderful things about this particular gift, because the ability, like I never look like." How Exceeding Abundantly started as a blog. I'm like, God, I'm great with words. Mm-hmm. I can put some words together. Yep. I am the person that you call when you want to put some words together.
Yeah.
God gave me that gift. That is a God-given. Mm-hmm. My best friend had some issues with her apartment conflicts, and they washed her and dryer. She was like, Larika, I need you to put something together. And I did. Very professional to the point. Dates, times, contact information, what I need from you. I'm good with words.
Yeah.
So I'm like, God, journaling makes so much sense that you would elevate the me writing in that blog and you would elevate it to putting something like this together. Mm-hmm. It was like such an aha moment. And in a split second, it went from an aha moment, an enjoyable thing, a gift that I was just cherishing, to taking on the role of the owner. Right. And trying to figure out how it's going to be received. Right. I didn't ask you to concern yourself with how it's going to be received.
And you know what? That right there is what blessed me on Sunday. That right there alone is what blessed me. That was my aha moment right here, Christy. And what I thought about was my wedding. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about, because that's the project on me.
Yeah. Right. Yes,
that's the project on me.
Okay.
And that's what when when she said that, that's what I thought about. I said to myself, Christy, you don't own none of this stuff that is going to take place. You have no control
over
anything. Oh, here it is right here. She said, the earth is the Lord.
And the fullness thereof. That's everything.
That's everything that's in here. I don't own nothing.
Nothing.
That blessed me. I said, that thing freed me. Because I said, God,
man,
whatever's going to happen, you're going to have to get it done. Check this out. And he told me that.
And Ben said that.
Ben said that way before I ever got engaged. Didn't even know I was going to get engaged.
Absolutely.
He told me that sitting at my desk. He said, I'm going to take care of you. Get what you want. And you're not going to pay a whole bunch of money for it. And here it is. Check this out. Here it is. Split second. First to first. Had a person on my team. Just got married. He came in. He was like, oh, my God. Me and my wife, his fiance at the time, we had to get a loan. And, you know, we got a loan. So we had to pay this loan back. Adapted to my environment. Oh, we got to pay this loan back. And, oh, my God. Do you know how much flowers cost? Do you know how much da-da-da cost?
Stress.
I mean, he was going on. And then I'm sitting there saying,
I'm finna get married. Oh, my God.
And my husband get not playing this shotgun stuff. He talking about the works.
I want the works.
I'm looking at him like, babe, like, you know what the works is. But, hey, apparently his faith is a high. His faith is there.
Higher? Yeah.
So his faith is there. But that's what you said.
Split second.
I adapted to my environment.
Come on.
Literally that quick. Now, I was on. Okay, God gonna do this.
God gonna do this. Before I even got the ring,
God told me at my desk. He said, hey, I'm going to do some things for you. I'll just give you the prophecy that he told me. He said, I am going to erase some things. You're gonna call and it's gonna be gone. He said, not only for you at the time. My boyfriend, he never was my boyfriend. Jamal, let me just call him Jamal.
Yes.
I'm going to do some things for the both of you. Now, this was before we ever got engaged.
Yeah.
That was the first thing. The second thing was, he said, you're going to get whatever you want for your wedding. Your wedding is going to be exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to pay a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
And I sat at that desk and I said, ooh, I called him. I was like, babe, guess what the Lord just told me.
Said to me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Some months
after that, because we got engaged, December? So, yeah, about 3 or 4 months, I'm engaged, planning a wedding, and I'm like, oh my God.
I'm talking about high stress. And me. I'm a good recaller. If you give me a prophecy, I'm a good recaller of said prophecy. So I'm sitting there looking like, sister, do you not remember? And you got to get you some people like that.
Yeah.
Because you do the same thing to me. Sister, wait a minute. Hold up. You said something to me tonight. And I got a revelation. As soon as I got out of your car, it was like the Holy Spirit just stopped me. And I literally bowed. I put that chair down and I bowed. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit was like, you need that. Sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you just need that reminder. And I am going to help you remember, but I'm tired. I'm tired of keep out. Because gosh, Lee. I got to do this over here and that over there. And that's how he presented it to me. And it was like, he showed it to me like this. He was like, what I had to do was push you over the cliff. And you're free falling. Mm-hmm. You're free falling, right? Now, I'm going to let you fall, but I'm not going to let you fail. And I was like, God, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean let me fall? Because you think of falling, you're like,
I'm failing.
No, I'm going to let you fall, but I'm never going to let you fail. So right now you're free falling. When you're free falling, if you get in a plane and you skydive, what can you do between the plane and the ground?
just floating.
Nothing. You can't do. What do you have control over? Yeah. You don't have control over how fast. I mean, you could. There's. I'm pretty sure there's techniques to make you go fast and stuff. But God was like, all right, now I just have you free falling because you are in it. So you're just free falling. You have no control over anything. Mm-hmm. I'm stripping that control away from you. And that's what Sunday did for me.
And you know what? And the thing about it is, we don't even have the free fall.
No.
And we were just open.
Come on. And that's what he told me. I had to push you off the cliff.
Yeah.
Because you could have went from the cliff to cliff to cliff to cliff. You could have, but you weren't listening. Mm-hmm. You weren't remembering. So I had to push you. Yeah. I will let you fall, but I will never let you fail. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, a lot of people don't have a fear of falling. They have a fear of hitting the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm already telling you, I'm never going to let you hit the ground. Mm-hmm. Why are you worried about what happens when you hit the ground? Why are you concerned about the ground? If I'm telling you, you're never going to see it. Mm-hmm. You're never going to see the ground. See, that's that sense of ownership. I own everything that in between that plane and the ground.
I own everything
in the middle. So as you are free falling, I want you to release the fact that you have no control because that's an owner thing. Control belongs to the owner.
Right.
Control does not belong to the manager.
Right.
If the owner says, hey, I want you to sell this shirt for $25. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was good. We was talking about it. That's a good example. We were talking about it in our GPS. Mm-hmm. And our facilitator was like, okay, you know, you're co-owners of Rise and Queendom. And you hire somebody to work y'all booth. Mm-hmm. And you tell them these shirts are $20 and we're selling them for $20. And that person comes and sells them shirts for $10. Mm-hmm. They give some away. Mm-hmm. They walk away. People take some. You're not being a good manager. Mm-hmm. And as she was saying it, the Holy Spirit was giving me a whole different revelation because he was like, okay, now think about that. You as the owner, though, and I told her that. I was like, Christy tells us all the time, we're all leaders. But I'm the leader. Mm-hmm. If something happened, our pastor ain't coming to you.
She's coming
to me because I am the leader.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God was like, think about it like this. You gave her guidelines on what to sell these shirts on. Mm-hmm. But the owner takes the brunt of whatever outcome happens.
Right.
I got to take the kickback of the money we did not make.
Right.
I got to take the kickback. Come on. God was
Absolutely.
Like, why do you want that responsibility? Why are you begging me for that?
That's right. And that's what delivered me on Sunday.
You're begging me for
that
the burdens?
That right there alone. That right there. That's exactly
the
what delivered me.
The burdens of being a owner. Yeah.
Right. That's what delivered me. That's what delivered me on Sunday. Is that right there. Christy, why do you care?
Why do you want that?
Why do you want that? Why do you want that responsibility?
Man, God started walking that thing. And I unmuted and told them that. I was like, y'all. I was literally sitting there taking on the burdens of the owner. Mm-hmm. And God was like, I literally tell you to cast your cares on me because I care for you.
Yeah.
Why do you don't let me take on the kickback because I own all of this. Right. It ain't no kickback to me. Right. It's not no burden to me. My burden is light. Mm-hmm. Jesus said that. Mm-hmm. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. Hand it to me. The problem is that you operate in a ownership kind of capacity, and I never gave you that capacity. Yeah.
And guess what? And when you step into a role that was never meant for you, that's what you get right there.
That's what you get right there.
You get headache. You get sick and tired, broke, busted. You get all those spirits. When you try to operate in something you were never intended to operate
it wasn't
in
for you.
He never gave that to
I
you.
I never gave that to you. I gave you the easy part. Yep. The managing. Because I give you the guidelines. Right. Man, that thing ministered to me so good.
And the manager, and the thing about it is we got an easy job because he gonna tell you
I give you the guidelines.
This we was talking about the gifts. This is your gift.
Come on.
That's what he said. This is your gift, okay?
This what you...
And then he come back and says, this is how I want you to do this gift. You ain't
doing nothing.
All you gotta really do is submit yourself to the Lord. That's all you got to do. And that's across first, the verse.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right. Submit yourself to him. Because his job is,
come on,
to tell you how to do whatever he tells
all
you to
of
do.
The hard stuff.
You shouldn't even have to do too much thinking. All you need to do is just make sure that you have a relationship with the Lord where you can hear him.
Hey.
Now, if you can't hear him, then we need to figure that out.
You got to start there. You got
to
start there.
Because you got to be able to hear him. You got to know his voice. In order for this to work now.
Now, don't be doing this if you...
If you don't know the voice of the Lord,
let's start there. Hold on.
You got to start
there. You need the baptism
there.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So he can minister.
We got to start there. That's where you can, that's where it starts at.
Yeah.
That's where the peace comes. Because he's just going to tell you, hey, go do this.
Come on.
Do it this way.
Come on.
Do it that way. Say it this way. Handle it this way.
Come on.
That's where it starts.
Why
at.
Do you want my job?
But we have been saying
we want God's job so bad.
We want it so bad.
We want it so bad.
I'm telling you, that thing delivered me, Sunday. That delivered me.
That thing was.
I don't want it.
I don't have to. This is my issue. You don't have to, because before Sunday, and before God really before the sermon. In between the sermon and the shower with God was like, this is where you're at. It's like, you don't even know that that's something that you're doing until you feel the effects of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I didn't know that the frustration that was building up in me was me trying to take ownership for what happens.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It was like, it was an aha moment. It was an ouch, but it was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was an ouch and an aha moment.
Not only do I not want it, I didn't know that I was doing it. That's why I'm so tired. That's why I'm so frustrated.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not busting them out like I was before.
Mm-hmm.
God was like, you hit a wall. But you hit a wall because you started taking on my responsibilities.
Right. You tried to be the owner.
You're trying to put it, you're trying to elevate something that I only have the ability to elevate. You're trying to do things, your wedding, you have this grand, it's just like, I know the atmosphere that I want.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not your responsibility to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility to be obedient and going in the direction.
Well, what happened was, is God showed me a vision.
Yeah.
He showed me a vision. And then what I did was, I started trying to do
recreate
what I thought in recreating his vision.
We'll say it again.
I took on the responsibility of trying to recreate
his
vision.
That vision don't even belong to you.
It don't belong to me. Because my mind said, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And God, this is what he told me. What he told me was, there's a certain atmosphere that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because here it is right here. Oh, God. It is right here. Is that, and Major Mom was saying it ever since we started talking about this,
mm-hmm.
is that I looked at it as my wedding. But check this out. God looked at it as an opportunity. We plan things off of what we know and off of what we think or off of what
our limited knowledge have in sales.
We do that. Oh, God. Here it is right here. But, oh, God. But when you are a believer, you don't plan. You can't plan stuff like
surrender
that.
Surrender all.
You got to allow God, even in that. See, we look at it as, oh, here it is right here. I'm big on this. And you know I'm big on this. We think that we limit God to a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know to let him do it on a Sunday morning. I ain't dumb.
I ain't crazy.
I know to let him do this on a Sunday
morning.
Show
you right on.
I know that. But what about the rest of your life? Here it is. We don't own nothing. We don't even own us. We don't own
this
body.
You've been bought with a price, baby.
God can say, breath, come to me.
And it's over.
Ain't no more nothings. So he owns everything. So everything that that we do, we don't have, and that's what I tried to do. I tried to recreate. He gave me a vision. He showed me a vision. I said, bet that up, God.
This is what I can do.
I can, this is what
I can do.
Do
that.
I can do this. And God is saying, okay, you keep it up. You're going to be in the courthouse. Come on. Because I ain't above that. You go down. Now, ain't nothing wrong with the courthouse. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you want to do. But that's not, but that's not the vision God showed me.
I showed you my vision.
But you can get in my way, though, and I can get you up out of here, too, though. So that's what I'm trying to say is that even the things that we think that has nothing to do with God, when you're a believer, has all to do with
everything.
God. Because you are the manager
of his vision, of his gifts, of his time, of his money. Everything
I believe, that everything that we do, everything that we that we're in, and you're a believer, God, that's an opportunity for God.
Yeah.
That's not an opportunity. Like,
that's what I'm
like,
that's what you're here for.
It's like I say, I'm gonna hear this right here. I'm gonna be. We talk about hair, nails, dresses, you know, all this stuff.
Absolutely.
But you still, even in all of that, for me, like, for what I feel is that even in all that, you got to know that God still is the center of all of this.
Yes.
It's still an opportunity.
Everything.
It's
every
still
moment.
An opportunity. Me and Jamal talk about all the time. He says it all the time, babe. I want people to leave. That's why he's like, babe, I want it.
Did that.
I want it.
The works.
Here it is right here. I want a spirit of excellence.
Spirit of excellence. Absolutely.
That's basically, that's essentially what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because he keeps saying, babe, no, I don't want a half a piece of chicken.
Chicken tonk.
No, I don't want a little cookie on the table. No, I want
the spread.
I want, and I'm just like, babe, for anyway. But essentially what he's saying is this right here. I want a spirit of excellence because I don't know who's in that room.
That needs to see.
It's still ministry at the end of the day.
Because
we
you
are here
are
for a beautiful
ministry.
Occasion. God is in me.
Yes, you
God
are.
God is in here.
You're the church.
We are the church.
We're going to bring our churches
together. And we're going to bring our churches together and pray for that in the midst of our churches. There's some more churches. And we're going to uphold the Lord.
Absolutely.
Even in that.
Standard.
Because people be like, oh, but it's a vision. We ain't got the word. No, I want the Lord in the room.
Yeah.
God, I don't play that.
I
need him there.
Absolutely. I need him there. He got
me
there.
I need him there because.
And you don't even know you need him there.
And
you come in.
Because this is my mindset.
Yeah.
My mindset is this right here. If we can encourage somebody on what God put together.
Yeah.
And somebody walks out that room saying, you know what? I'm going to do this right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do. Hey, bend it up.
One
it was worth
person.
It was worth the whatever money that
because
paid.
Because I own that anyway.
Because he owns that. That's our mindset.
Yeah.
Our mindset is that we want people, when they walk in that room,
yeah.
We want them to feel the love and the presence of God.
Yeah.
I told you, I want intercession in the room.
Amen.
So FYI, right now I'm getting away.
Intercede.
Y'all know how to pray.
Come on.
I need you intercede.
I need you praying over every plate, every chair,
because
every
at the
flower,
end of the day,
every
if that's what I paid X amount of dollars for 8 hours.
Come on.
Bet that up.
Yeah.
If we got to have a praise break and a praise party in these pretty dresses, bet that up.
Hallelujah.
If I paid that for 8 hours,
absolutely.
Bet that up.
Because
that's worth it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Well worth it to me.
And God, and what he showed me was like, a lot of times we, like you were saying, like when you were just talking about the vision, it's like a lot of times we use his vision where God wants us to use it as encouragement, and we use it as a goal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a goal. And it's just like, that's just like you were saying, like, okay, I could do that. I could do that, God.
I can recreate that.
I can recreate that. And God was like, I want you to let me, I was watching this video. And he was like, You want to know the first thing God told us by himself? Let me go to it. What is the first thing God told us about himself?
In the I am that I am. Mm-mm. Wait a minute. He told us about himself.
The first thing that God told us about himself in the beginning.
In the beginning
what? I gotta go to it.
In the beginning, God created.
He told us that he was creative. He told us from the beginning. Them is the first word. Yeah. In the beginning, yeah. God created. Don't finish the sentence. Stop on the part that in the beginning, God created. Mm-hmm. I am a creator.
Yep. And I'm creative.
And if I'm dwelling in you, you are creative. But I am the creator.
Yeah.
When I show you a vision, I'm showing it to you to encourage you, not for you to start trying to be the creator.
Right.
Of what I'm trying. And right. I was, when he said that thing, I was like, oh.
Because that's what we do. We try to, like I said, try to
recreate. We try to recreate.
Recreate what he said.
Why do you have to make a replica when I am the owner of the actual vision?
I wrote the blueprint.
That's why my will is perfect. That's why it's important to listen to me, because I know the end. Why would you get discouraged sitting here if I've shown you somewhere else? Mm-hmm. Unless you don't believe in that somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you put your hand in God's creation, because that vision is God's creation. You are God's creation. Seeing God's creation, waiting for God to create in your life. That's you're the creation, seeing the creation, walking out the creation. That's all I want you to do is walk. All I want you to do is turn to them and tell them. Mm-hmm. All I want you to do is speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. I want you to go forward. I want you to see me create something through you.
Yeah.
You're a conduit. Mm-hmm. You are just a vessel. You are a vessel. I want you to just be a vessel. I don't want you to lead the creating to me. I made you creative. God made me creative in that way to where I can put together God made you creative to put together a devotional, to sit down in whatever state you're in. Because that we heard the testimony.
Yeah.
You was laying down, making voice memos because you couldn't sit up, stand up, sit down, stand down, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I put it in you. I put the words in you. I sent you through the whatever channels needed to be sent through. Everything happens how it's supposed to happen. I put it in you just for you to walk it out and to go forward. I did not put it in you to think about. Why do you spend so much time? And this is him talking to me. Yeah. Why are you spending so much time trying to decipher the vision instead of walking out the vision? Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out why I chose you. You don't say that. You don't actually say those words. Like, I mean, no, I have before. I ain't finna sit here and lie. Transparent moment. I have. Like, how crazy that sound? How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
If I showed it to you, it's already done. I'm just waiting on it to happen. Mm. You just waiting on it to happen. You're just waiting on me to tell you where to go, what photographer to call, what caterer to call, who's going to pay for this, you're just waiting on me to show you
and who you know to go what? To. And the thing about it is, and I got there eventually, and I did,
yep.
and once he started telling me who to go to, I saw
his hand.
God, I saw the hand of God.
Absolutely.
In those conversations, in dealing with the where he told me to go.
Yeah.
Because I did. I had a whole list of who I thought.
Come on. Your
God
knowledge.
Was like, no, I need you to go talk to them. I need you to go ask them. I need you to go ask them. Come and on. I start to see God's hand.
In all of it.
In all
because
of it.
Because it's my vision. Because it's my vision. Creation.
Right.
I'm creating that wedding. That wedding belongs to me. Yeah. Them journals belong to me. Yeah. That vision belongs to me. And I showed you, Moses, so that when you got to this point, because I also saw this. I also saw the discouragement. I also saw where it didn't look like I was going to show up. Mm-hmm. I saw that. because I'm the author and the finisher. But because I'm the author and the finisher, I know the finish. Mm-hmm. I know the end result. So I showed you a piece of the creation to encourage you in those times, and you don't remember it. You take that split second and you forget it. You let it slip your mind what I told you. You let it slip your mind what I showed you. I showed you. I've showed other people what you're going to look like. Why are you so concerned about where you're at right now? Because you don't remember.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I had to keep reminding you. That's a waste of time. I'm not a waster. I'm tired of having to turn things for your good. Let's just do the good thing.
Yeah.
I can, I am, and I will turn all things work together for your good. But why do you keep giving me stuff to work together for your good? Why? 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 Why do you keep putting stuff? You don't put no trust in my hand, but you'll put some in my hand to turn for your good, though. Come on now. You won't put no faith in what I said, but you'll surely do the wrong thing and put it in my hand and say, God, turn it. Turn it, God. Yeah. And I'm going to do it because I'm a good father. And my love for you is not performance-based. Mm-hmm. Why do you treat it like it is? Mm-hmm. I love you because I love you. I created you to love you.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can do. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve none of it. The vision, the prosperity,
the promises,
the abundance. We don't deserve not a single second. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's a way I use you to show and to gather all my people.
Well, it's like Pastor, you're talking about them benefits. You would think that we would cut it out.
Oh.
Because we don't have the benefits.
We are people
that, you know, we want stuff. We want some stuff. But you would think that
that'll make us stop.
Right. You would think that we'll stop doing that because we want the benefits.
No.
We still be
dummies.
We still be still be trying to put our hand in it. And God has got to come in and
pop that thing.
And like, why? Cut it out. Like, stop.
Let's just do the good thing, folks. Right. Let's just trust.
Right.
I showed you the vision. Why are you concerned with anything that's going on right now if I already showed you a future time?
Yeah.
I've shown you a future time, and you decide to adapt to the culture. That's not your culture. You're in the world, not of the world. Mm-hmm. You acting real very much of the world right now. Mm-hmm. You're giving very much of the world.
Yeah.
And then I got to come pop you. And then I got to come give you consequences. And I got to push you off a cliff that I never wanted to push you off because you don't got to fall.
Right.
You're only falling because you wanted too much control. Mm-hmm. You were being too controlling of what I had for you, what I was doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
You were being too controlling, so now I got to make you free fall because I'm such a good father. Because I won't let you mess it up. Oh, you're not going.
Yeah.
What you ain't going to do
is mess that up. Nah, you get that out.
What you ain't going to do is mess up my vision. Mm-hmm. I'll push you out the way before I let you mess up my vision. I'll get you up out of here before I let you mess up. I'll set you down before I let you mess up my vision. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, it will not tarry. But you can postpone it.
Well,
my word will not come back into me void, but you can postpone that thing.
Me and Jamal was just talking about this.
Man.
I dropped you out and I was on my way home. We were talking about that and I was like, babe, we was talking about, I had sent him a video about, I can't remember who it was, but it was like, the guy was talking, I forget what pastor it was, I think it was Keon, I think it was Pastor Keon, and he was saying about those bridges, and I was like, I was laughing when I saw it. I said, we talked about burning bridges.
Yeah,
I said,
stop burning bridges.
That's
still one of my favorite episodes.
I told him, I said, babe, I said, me and my sister did an episode. He brought it up. He was like, he was talking about people, and he was like, babe, them bridges. And I said, yeah. I said, but you know what? And that's what I told him. I said, me and my sister did an episode maybe a year or so ago, mm-hmm. About stop burning bridges.
Stop burning bridges.
And I told him, I said, babe, I wish I could go back to every last one of them bridges and thank them.
Come on.
Now, at the time,
I wanted to shoot them. Light it up.
Light that thing up.
Let it burn.
Light that thing up, and then look to the side and watch it burn. Look, watch them, watch
and
that
watch
gasoline.
You scatter back across that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I told him, like I said, man, I wish I could go back to every last one of
thank
those
every last one of them
and thank them
because they had it was a purpose.
Because every last one of those bridges made me the woman and the wife I'm gonna be today.
Yeah.
It made me.
Regardless of what they look like at the time. Because it never looks like that at the time.
It never looked like that at the time.
Ever. It never but gave
it,
that.
It never gave
but that.
But when I tell you, I'm so ooh. Much. It pushed me and provoked me. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say it on here, but I broke it down of each one.
Yeah.
Each situation, I broke mm-hmm. it down. And I broke
and
it out.
It did.
And I could literally give him a lesson of what I learned
come
from
on.
Each individual yeah. of those situations. And I said, that to say this, and what you said is that the promise is the promise because I delayed that thing four times.
Come on.
Now, I should have stopped on the third time.
Yeah, that third one.
And I picked up, I went on into the fourth quarter with it. I'm like, no, that can't be. I hear this. I got to do this because I own this. I own all this up in here. And we know that happened.
Whew.
But I told him, I said, but it was to the last one, went to the last situation
mm-hmm.
that thing got me to yeah. seek the Lord.
Come on.
Seek. It got me to go seek. Before the Lord and say, you know what, God?
This is you.
This ain't it.
This ain't it.
This ain't it, God.
And that's what he lets us do.
This ain't it, God. But I'm telling you, when I did that, and I started developing, that will always be my testimony. I
yeah.
will give this testimony to the day I go in.
And that's the point.
No more.
It's an opportunity.
It literally
allowed you to go through that and waste all of that time.
Waste all that time.
So that you can be that vessel.
So I can be that vessel. But the thing about it is, I learned. It made me the person. I told him, I said, I don't even think it was my natural. It wasn't nothing in my natural
mm-hmm.
that was keeping me from the promise.
Yeah.
But it was everything in my spiritual
absolutely.
Life that wasn't happening that was keeping me from the promise.
Absolutely.
When I lined my spiritual life up.
Yeah.
Oh. When I tell you, I told him, I said, babe, you know, the people say, ain't not many days.
Not many days.
It literally was not many days.
Yeah.
It literally was not many
yeah.
days. Since. When I lied that side of my life
yeah, because that's I got it for you.
And when
it's
I start,
been waiting.
Here it is right here, the top. When I start remembering
come on.
What God, who God was really in my life. When it took me back to the, like that's me say, when she got saved, they want to step on it. Like, this is not literally, but
yeah.
that's what it make you feel. Like,
yeah.
you don't want to do anything that's outside
to
of God.
To compromise it.
Like, to compromise that.
Yeah.
What you had just received. Like, that's what happened. When I got back to that state.
Yeah.
It was not many days since. But it took me having to remember, Christy, you are lying.
You out of order.
You out of order. You just out of the
everything.
Wheel. You
everything.
Out of the wheel right now.
You're everything.
And when I got back in the wheel, when I got back, start getting into alignment.
Yeah.
And got back into the wheel. I ain't perfect. I ain't saying that I'm perfect on
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
I go date. Now I will say this. I have grown.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
at
where
the
I
end
used
of the
to
day.
Be. Now, I ain't going to let the devil take that one from me. I have grown.
Be the glory.
And where I was, it was leaps and bounds. Because if you knew my life where I was, yeah, you would say, yeah, girl, you didn't grow.
Like, what? What you doing?
Child.
What you be doing?
leaps and bounds. I have grown. I ain't gonna let the enemy take that from me. I have grown.
Yeah.
In a lot of areas of my life.
Absolutely.
And I'm still growing and striving to get even better
at
some things that, you know, I just been lacking in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we gotta realize that is that if you would just line up, then we won't have to have these
moments.
God don't have to come up and say,
"Hey, why are you crying out to me?
Why? Listen, didn't I just?
Didn't I tell you everything?
Didn't I just?
Oh my goodness!
Especially
in those situations where it does involve other people, because it's like I told you that I'm going to harden. I told you what's going to happen. I told you there was going to be pushback. I told you everything. I let you in on precious intel. And for you to waste.
I tell them, swallow them up.
You're wasting precious intel. Yeah. You're wasting time. They coming. Yeah. I told you they was coming. I told you they was coming. You're wasting time sitting here. Get to the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Use what I gave you because I gave you that rod.
The instructions. Right.
I gave you the instructions. Hold it out.
Yeah. It's going to part open.
Come on. And it said,
walk on through.
The children of Israel, watch up, girl. Take my earring out. It's okay. I'm just going to take both of them out. I'm going to move on. The children of Israel watched them be swallowed up. They watched them.
They was being swallowed.
Come on. So then it made me think like, I used to get so frustrated with the children of Israel because I'm like, you watch these men get swallowed up. You watch them get swallowed up, right? And you watch them come on the shore. Mm-hmm. And y'all were in the midst of that. Yeah. Because the way I was looking at it, the way I was reading it, and the way that I was seeing it, I was, because that's how my brain works when I read the word. It's like, I was seeing it. It's almost like, it looked like God was saying that as they were still going through, mm-hmm. the water was closing in. Mm-hmm. You're still in the mist.
Yeah.
I got you in the mist. You're also in the Red Sea.
Yeah, that thing, but you're was coming not, through. That thing was coming in.
Coming in on they, just them. Mm-hmm. And y'all still got y'all behind in the wilderness. And God was like, that's you, stank butt. Mm-hmm. That's you. Look, you watch me do the miracle.
And then they get over there on the dry shore.
Come on.
And it was like, whew, look at that. He told us. And then
we, not midday days hits.
Not midday hits. You back at, oh Lord.
Falling out, looking crazy. We need to go back to Egypt.
Right.
Who's still in Egypt? Because he sent his best of the best. Who's still there? Is the Pharaoh there? Was the Pharaoh in the water?
Right.
Who's still there? You want to go back there?
You want to go back there.
You want to go back to your vomit?
Yeah. Got on dry land. And like, oh yeah. And then 9 days later.
Think about what
that first five and 3 years that, later.
3 years later. You still sitting here. Up. What, you want to go swim through the Red Sea? How you want to get back? How you want to go back?
This may open up a whole sea.
How you want to get back?
Not a pond. Not a lake.
How you want to get back? How you want to go? Think about what you got to do to go back. Ugh. Oh, my God. Think about what you got to do to go back.
Yeah.
Think about what comes with going back.
That's like throwing up and then
licking
it back up. To put it back in there and do it again.
Think about it. What it? Ooh. Mm-hmm. Just me personally, right?
Speaking of me,
all the things that I've been through, and God is working through me. God is bringing things out of me because He had to tell me something. When you and I posted it, I can't remember the exact words, but it was something that He was telling me. When you ignore what you feel, you leave it. You leave room for it to fester. I want you, when it comes up, I want it to come out. Mm-hmm. You told me that. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember. When it comes up, I want it to come out. And I was walking and I was talking to Marisha. And I was like, I got really good posture. And the first thing that came to my mind was why I have really good posture, which would be traumatic to some people if they were to experience why I have such good posture. It was something that happened. And I was like, you know, God has been having me in this state of like, everybody I'm talking to, something about my childhood comes up, but the feelings of it are not attached to it. It's just coming up and out. Like, I'm not dwelling in it, and I'm not angry about it, but I'm like, God is like, I'm pulling it out of you, right? All the things that you've been through, and I'm just going to use that particular situation. That particular situation, that thing happened when I was like 13. Mm-hmm. You know a lot of my testimony. You don't know all of my testimony, but you know a lot of my testimony. The things that I had to go through. Imagine the things that I went through from 13 to 30. Think about that. And this is kind of what God just said to me. What do you have to do to go back to that state of mind? You would have to go through mentally, you would have to go through every single thing from that moment to now. You don't just jump back there.
Yeah.
You got to go back to that mindset. You got to go back to that error. You got to go back to that type of character you had. You got to go back to before me in order to go back to that situation. Mm-hmm. Think about that before you pull yourself. That's why remembering is so important. Mm-hmm. Because look at what you take yourself through to go back to something that happened to you umpteen years ago. Yeah. You got to reduce yourself to a place that I have well delivered you from. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
I went to California for a lady that did not know me to say, let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it go. We went to a beautiful move of God called the Gathering of the Watchmen. Mm-hmm. And on the first day, in the first session, before the session even began, in praise and worship, the Holy Spirit arrested me. And this lady that I do not know leaned down and told me what thus said the Lord. And the one thing she said to me, you cannot go forward if you don't let it go. You cannot stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You cannot speak unto anybody and tell them to go forward. You can't do any of that, because think about what it means to go back. Like, I don't think I ever, until literally sitting here, I don't think I ever thought about, y'all want to go back to Egypt. Look, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to swim in the Red Sea? You got here by supernatural. What is it costing you to go back? Even mentally.
I know this gonna cost you to go back.
What does it cost you? Because you hold on to that thing so tight. There's so many things that God is pulling up out of me, things that I completely forgot about. And God was like, no, I need you to remember, because I need it out of you. It's just sitting there. It's just dormant, waiting to be activated. I need you to remember that you're not that person. I need you to remember that you're not in that place. Mm-hmm. I need you to remember that just as much as I need you to remember what I told you, I need to remember that you're not that person anymore. Mm-hmm. I need you to remember that I delivered you. I need you to remember what I did, how I moved since that, whatever it is. Everybody has that thing, like, that you just, in your childhood that happened, it just don't make no sense. Like, some people have a lot. I had a whole bunch of them. Clearly, because he's just pulling them out like random. I'm walking, I'm doing my walk, and I was like, they had a good posture. And then it just came to me like, oh, the reason I got good posture because of this traumatic thing that happened. The reason why I'm so punctual is because I was so insecure. So I wanted to show up early so that I didn't have to walk in front of people. These are traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God is like, go back with your new mind. And I want you to take the lesson and put down the pain.
I've been doing that a lot lately.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. Lately? And that must be God doing the thing. God is like, it's time to go forward. It's time to move forward. I just want you to pull it out. It ain't even that it has any. Those are my exact words. I was like, God has been having me say random things that have happened to me, but no feelings are attached to it. Like, truly. I couldn't say that before. Like, I would talk about it with such regret, with such emotions, with such pain. I still had that pain on me. Like, I still had it on me. And it was just like, now it's just like, okay, when it comes up, I want it to come out. I don't care who you call. And crazy enough, I'm always talking to somebody. It's always in the middle of conversation. Like, yeah, remember this time? Da 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 da. And it is almost like God is like, you see how you didn't react? Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. It's my prayer time. My phone is not.
It is 9:00.
Lord, okay. Ignore it. It's okay. But it's like God is like trying to show me that's not you no more. Mm-hmm. That's not you no more. Look. Celebrate that.
Right.
Remember to celebrate the highs. Like, remember to do that because you spent so long sitting and soaking in the lows that you counteracted by celebrating those highs, celebrating those moments. Celebrate that, you, like you said, the enemy would never take that from you. I have grown by leaps and bounds.
Never take that from
when you're still bound to the emotion of that thing. That's not growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. Celebrate the fact that you don't act like that no more.
I do.
Celebrate the fact that you don't think like that no more. Mm-hmm. Celebrate, yes, I throw me a party. Jesus is going to throw me a party. Mm-hmm. Tony said, Jesus is going to throw me a party. That's what Jesus said in the message. Of, Jesus is going to throw me a party.
Yeah.
That cracks me up to this day. Jesus is going to throw me a party, folks. God told me you don't celebrate your highs. So everything seems like a low. Because you don't celebrate your house. Celebrate that. You don't act like that. Think like that.
And you know what? And that's what the enemy would do to you. And that's what keeps you in the not remembering state. It keeps you there.
Absolutely.
Because the enemy will tell you, oh, well, that still ain't good. That still ain't the best.
That's bad still.
You still ain't got, you still. And that's why I say, no. I don't care what you think. I know where I was.
I know for a fact.
I know where I was. Mentally, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually, from number one.
Come on.
I know where I was. I know I'm not there anymore. I don't think like that anymore.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, God is like, every time something comes out, he was like, I want you to stop. I want you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You see how you don't think like that no more? You see how that don't affect you? Yeah. That don't got no more power over you no more? Mm-hmm. Celebrate that. Let's move on. Let it go.
Keep moving.
All right. Next thing comes up. Celebrate the fact that you don't act like that no more and let's keep going. Mm-hmm. Let it go. That's what that lady told me. And literally, it was since California, really. Mm-hmm. Let it out. Get it out. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Mm-hmm. We got to go. We got somewhere to be.
Yeah.
I got a vision. It's yet for an appointed time, but baby, I'm saying though, it's stuff that has to happen.
Like I told you, Mom, we were talking that. We were talking about a situation. I said, you know what? They can make this process. I said, my apostle tells me this. You can make this process longer. Or you can make it shorter. That's up to you. That's determined by you.
That's up to you. Manager.
That determined by you.
Manager.
You can either get it or you cannot.
Come on. Because if I got to keep turning stuff for your good, we wasting time.
Yeah.
But if you just do the good thing.
Right.
If you
and
just.
Like I said, that's what I said.
None of this can be done.
You have to know the voice of the Lord.
Yes, you have to have that relationship.
Like,
that
you
fellowship.
Got to have a relationship with God because the only way he's able to manage you is he talks to you. You got to know his voice. Like, you got to know his voice. You got to develop that relationship with him. It's like Pastor B say, stop. I love that because I say it all the time. Stop talking about you don't know his voice. He talked to you just like you in your
language. Ooh, when she said that thing hit me.
He talks to you in your language. If you hood, he talks to you hood.
And that's what I said. God told me one time, what I suggest you do, I said, you and me.
He tell me all the time, listen, we can do this willingly, we can do this unwillingly, but guess what?
You're going to do this.
You be that dumb if you want to.
I gotta talk to you. I know you.
He know me. He knows how to get your attention.
Come on. My natural dad talked to me and my brother too. I'm baby girl. Mm-hmm. He talked to me like baby girl. Not baby girl. He talked to my brother like a rough rider sometimes. You a rough rider. That's naturally.
Yeah.
God is our father. He is going to talk to you. He is not always going to do the thieves and the thous and the thou art. And
he knows you.
You know you dead wrong, right?
Because he created you.
He
And you created you.
He created you. I created you.
I know. I know. That's, I know, just like, that's just like my you? Son. That's like we talking about air tonight. I told you, don't send that boy around that third base. I know my child.
He ain't gonna make it. From first to third.
But my son is smart enough. You know, he got hit that ball way out there.
Come on, in order
get
to
him that. A good running start. But don't give him no bang bang play.
A little putt.
Do not send him. I have seen coaches do that, and I'm like, no,
no, you no. stay right there.
I'm telling him, don't run. And they come on. And what he do? He get out.
Cause they're gonna get you out
because he don't have that type of speed like this.
Yes.
You know, because he's tall.
He has the power, but he doesn't
He's strong, but yeah. He has the power, but he don't have that kind of speed on him like that.
To be,
don't send him on a bang bang play. Why? I'm his mama. I know.
I know him. I know my child.
I know him.
Come on.
I know him. Don't do that. That's why I'm like, hold up.
Wait a minute.
That ball too close up in the
And he kind of like stepped and then he stepped back. Because
I know, like, hold up. Because he knows he can't. He just can't do no bang bang play like that.
Yeah.
Don't put him in a bang bang situation.
You look so stupid. You're talking about a bang bang.
Don't put him in a bang bang play. I'm telling you, because one thing he gonna do, he just gonna run you over. Cause he ain't gonna want to just get out. I know my child. He gonna take that out without running you over. I done seen him do it. I done seen him. That boy was. Oh, I said, Al, why did you hit that boy? And you saw he had the ball in his hand. He thought, I'm gonna hit it bad, but you hit me bad.
Listen, I ain't gonna about it.
I'll take that out. You gonna know I'm coming on that. Next time, maybe you won't stand in my way. You just get out my way and drop that ball when you see me coming.
My nephew's so good.
Cause he's a big boy.
My nephew's ghetto.
But that's exactly what he did. That boy would've been on that plate and would've went right through him like that. He wasn't gonna take that out. Just take it out like that.
Just be out.
Cause I know it. So right. Just leave him alone. Leave him on third. Don't stand him. Get somebody to get the ball over there so he can get on down.
It's all right.
I'm just telling you. But
God knows us.
But God knows it.
He knows us. He knows what's going on. He knows that I needed you. I didn't need. I wasn't going to no tent. I wasn't going to no revival, folks. You know, baby. No, I need this hood. This hood piece of work right here. Hey, cut that out. It should do it just like that. You cut that out. You just, this is what you need to do. This was wrong. Blah, blah, blah. I needed that. That was the only way I was going to rededicate my life back to Jesus Christ. That was the only way. It was the only way. I wasn't going, no. The these and thous, I didn't like it. I already experienced it. God knows what you need. God knows. And one thing he told me, who did they just hit me again? One thing he told me, I'm waiting on, there's somebody waiting on you to get past this and tell them, hey, the enemy that you see right today, you will see no more. There's people waiting on you. Yeah. You may not talk to the millions. You may talk to five people, but them five people going to talk to five people that's going to talk to five people. Mm-hmm. That's what you're here for.
Well, you duplicate yourself.
You duplicate. Come on.
Duplicate yourself. And then that's how everything, everybody,
KJ.
one touch, whatever. Each one, reach one in somewhere.
So I'm KJ?
Huh?
I'm KJ.
Oh, who's KJ?
Chrissy Jr.
No. You Larika.
I'm Larika, but.
That's who you is.
Duplicated me, because I'd be like, listen, we don't pick up no assignments. Get in and get out. What's up? What you got going on? I ain't just like her. What's up? No, we're not doing that. No, put that down. Put that down. Mm-mm. No. Come on, we don't pick up assignments. That was the favorite thing you told. That was the best thing you could have told me, because baby.
I don't do that.
I did that one time.
And I almost took you out.
I'm talking about what? Took me out. Killed me. I had to get resurrected. Like, it didn't almost do nothing. Oh, yeah. No. It got me.
Took you out.
It got me. No, yeah. I was down bad. Ooh, them spirits was whooping my ass. Them spirits was whooping my folk. This spirit had me in a choke.
Oh,
you ever seen
God,
Baby Boy? Man. He had him up on the couch. That was me. I was him and he was me. I died. Jesus brought me back. Jesus was like, remember who you are. Your sister told you vital information. remember, this is not your battle. You need to go sit down somewhere. And that's what I do. I tell people straight up, listen. Now, I may be talking to you about this particular situation, but you ain't my assignment. I don't feel it in my spirit. I don't. It's too much for me, okay? I don't have the capacity. Your spirits whoop my behind. Boy, what? Every day.
Man, stay in your lane.
Man, stay in your lane, folks. Boy, who? Man, please.
Stay in your lane.
Them spirits was whooping my behind. Mm-hmm. Them spirits had me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. We used to be on the phone for 8 hours. My whole shift. Talking about nothing. We're going in circles. Nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
Them spirits was whooping. I was wore out. All I want to do is lay down. I had no time for the work of the Lord. I don't care about this. None of this was then done. I wasn't thinking about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about this.
Yeah.
I was like,
Stay right down.
Remember, I got COVID. I was like, listen, come here. You finna get on my neck. Come here. Put that down. Stop answering that phone. Tell them. Tell them right now that you're not answering. And I did. I was like, listen. What you got to say, sis? Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing. I don't got nothing to say. Nothing. You ain't got nothing for me. Ooh. No, I don't. Seek the Lord. That's what I got for you. I got scripture. Seek the Lord. Get on your face, baby. That's all I can tell you.
And stop picking up baby. Those assignments.
Man, he called my phone right now. I look right at him. No, baby. Woke me out, boy. No. Hey, remember what your sister said to you. Listen, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a bit. Ooh, that's so funny, but it was not funny. It was not funny, boy. I was down bad. That was like a year and a half. Yeah. I was down bad.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I remember.
I remember. Whooping
my calling you on that phone in your face. I was like, what is wrong?
Distress. Like, ooh,
okay.
All right, y'all. Maria, man, listen. I don't know why we had to say that, but if it's somebody that's watching,
yeah,
put it down.
Put it down.
If it's heavy, and you can tell which ones is your assignment. If it's light, if the burden is light, if the yoke is easy and the burden is light, it's probably for you. Yeah. It's going to be a smooth transition. Mm-hmm. If that thing wearing you out, folks, put that thing down. No.
Yeah, your assignments should not be, it should not make you see.
Come on, man, because God is doing it. God is telling you what to say, right. What to do. I was coming up with stuff to say.
You were sick.
I was distraught.
Yeah, if you sick, you might need to assault the Lord on what's going on, because your assignment should not make you sick. Now, you may, your assignments may have you up, you know, may have you on the phone late or whatever the case may be, but I'm telling you, even in that, God's still going to refresh you. If he ain't refreshing you, you might want to ask him, God, is this you or is this me? Because your assignment, I have never did an assignment from the Lord that has had me stressed out like that. Never. Never. And that's probably because he don't give me that many like that, because he knows me, because I'm Christian. I understand Christian. Christian dropped that thing off, because I ain't finna let you take me down that rabbit hole with you. So, but every assignment that God has given me, I have took joy and pleasure in it. Some nights I may be up all night. Some nights I may go to bed. Sometimes I may have to sacrifice some time. Sometimes I may not. But I'm telling you, it's always been a pleasurable moment. Because why? Because God was in it. He was in it. Now, we know I have took on some. I have took on one too. That had me like, oh,
strung out. I'm talking about like a crack head.
That's because I did it. And that's why it was an epic fail. Because I did it. And there were some things that I should have had an assignment. And I took it as pleasure. And I'm gonna stress you out too, but
listen, it sounds like an episode. We're just gonna save all of this good teacher right here.
Yeah, that right there can go down. That can be a whole lesson book in itself right there, baby.
Hallelujah.
Assignments.
It gives. Okay. Yeah. Assignments.
Cause you got to be careful with that. Cause that's you got to be. Oh, okay. I'm done. I'm gonna leave that alone. Anyway.
Yeah, that's coming up. Don't worry about it. Y'all get the rest of it. Anywho. You ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Buy these books and these journals.
Buy these journals. Make it a lifestyle.
And seek,
baby. Come on. Seek and love always God.
Buy these journals.
And I'm working on another one because I hadn't been set free, delivered. It is called I Think, I Want, I Can. Sticky note your way to submitting every thought. And it has such a beautiful concept. Mm-hmm. It has such a beautiful concept. And it's so beautiful. And I'm going to get out of my head about it because it's so beautiful. But it's like, God's like, okay, when you have a thought, your thoughts may not be realistic. A lot of the time, your thoughts are not realistic about what it is that you're wanting to do. So if you go through the process, what do I think? What is it that I want in actuality? And then you compare those two things. And if you're looking at those two things, you compare those two things and see what it is that you actually can do. And what God has gifted you to do. What God has given you the capacity to do. It's really about capacity. Like, when you submit those thoughts, God gives you and downloads into you what can be done. Because a lot of the times, you take on the owner role. And you think that you own everything. And you own all of these different things. So if you can break down your thought process, and then on the other page, it's like reflect, like what have you learned? And I actually got some cute little sticky notes, and the sticky notes have I can on there. And you just put each book comes with a sticky note, and you write that down. What did God tell you? What did He say? What encouragement did He give you that can be done about this thought? That can, if even if I can let this go, it can be as simple as I can do this. Like I cannot stress about this. I can, and beautiful process.
Yeah.
Beautiful process. So, I'm going to get that done. But, get these books in these journals.
Get these books in these journals.
Get these books in these journals. That is our shameless look for tonight. We're done. You just want to show that ring. She got my nerves. Anywho.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Y'all don't watch this on Friday, but happy love day.
I want the phone, it
puts the hearts on there. I'm not gonna be mad, but I'm gonna be tripping because it says every camera does it. If it did, hallelujah. But all right, with that being said, good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good night.
Bye.